Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another presentation of 4G20's Campaign Thrones. I am your DM, Hunter, once again joined by Zach and Parker. And we are so excited to begin today's session because today we are going to pick up where we last left off, where the White Dragon has finally set its sights on the small town of Fendalen. Last we left off, the party had a bit of a celebration after making their way from one end of this part of the Sword Coast back up towards Fendalen, having secured Hathron's alliance and a new form of brotherhood. Daedalus and Alistair got way too drunk. The two of them have passed out at their lodge. At the inn, whereas Hathron buzzed as the other two. And as Hathron was having his stroll, his time of solitude, he noticed something to the south, a strange formation on the horizon. Even though it's early morning hours, around 3, 4 a.m., he noticed a cloud line moving rapidly towards the town of Fendalen. And as he looked at this cloud line, he could see almost a gleam in the moonlight, just enough to see the form of a white dragon cresting the front end of this cloud formation. The dragon is come for Fendalen, and we are going to pick up right there, where Hathron, you have now seen the white dragon. You see it's probably, it's within sight, so I'd say it's within 2.5 miles of your sight, but rapidly approaching. I mean, with every turn, it's going to get closer and closer. Is there anything you wish to do? Do you want to alert the guards? Do you want to start preparing yourself? Right. What's on your mind?
So the first things first, I'm going to yell out to the closest guards. The dragon's coming. Sound the alarm. Get the people to safety. And then I will begin to fasten rope to two of my javelins.
Okay. As you shout to the two nearest guards, you see a few in the courtyard near the Shrine of Luck. They're doing their patrol route. The two men immediately nod. One books it towards the town maester's hall, towards where the alarm may be raised, and another one books it towards the barracks to the northern end of town, not that far from the actual town hall. The two of them immediately going to alert the other guards and alert the townspeople themselves that the dragon has come. Go ahead and roll me a... Oh, you already rolled a survival for the weapon check, I see.
I did.
No, that's from last game, I'm sorry. Okay. LOL. I was just about to ask you to roll survival, so when I saw survival check already rolled the last roll we did, I was so confused. Go ahead and roll me a survival check, though.
Ooh, mid. 8.
Okay. It's not a hard check. So you managed to take your rope and split it into two even lengths. I would say you've put probably, because how much rope do you have? I would say, I believe an adventuring pack of 150. Okay, so you've got 2 75-foot lengths of rope that you've attached to these javelins. That work?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Are you fastening them to like your waist? Are you fastening them? Are you just leaving them kind of with an open-ended rope so that you can like kind of fasten it to an object or something like that?
Yeah, it's just going to be, I guess in my head, it's going to be they'll stick into the dragon, and then if the dragon gets close enough for me to grab the rope, I will grab the rope.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh my God.
Or when I throw it, I'll just keep one hand on the rope as it's attached to the dragon and try to rip it down or something.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that works too. Okay. You succeed at creating your roped javelins. You can kind of mark it down as rope javelins or just keep it in your head as that. You've got two of them. 75 foot is their range, I would say, because that's how much rope you've put onto it. As you do this, I would say you kind of, as you take the time to fasten these javelins, it takes a minute or two to do so. Every once in a while, you look up at the clouds on the horizon, and you see the form of the dragon getting closer and closer, starting to get a little larger. And you're starting to be able to feel the wind pick up around you. You can feel a large gale of wind kind of coming through the town. Every so often you feel this gale pick up, and you know that's the batting of the dragon's wings. And you can hear the sort of howl on the wind, almost like a train's engine in the distance howling. And you can hear the panicked cries break out through the town. Children screaming, women screaming, men hollering and commanding one another, trying to evacuate the children. You see lights begin to turn on in all the homes throughout the town. Torches are lit, candles are lit, children are woken from their sleep. You see many people have already walked out into the city streets and are trying to evacuate or trying to arm themselves in some way. Some may be hiding, trying to get away from the town. And as you see this, you see some lights beginning to turn on at the inn. You can hear the movement of men in the barracks because the barracks isn't too far from you. You can assume more are coming. Is there anything else you wish to do? You can move.
Is there like a clock tower or a bell tower or something that I could see?
There's Lady Adabra's. It's interesting that you say that. To the south end of the town on the hill, Umbridge Hill, is Lady Adabra's windmill. That would be the highest place in the town.
Okay.
I'm going to ping where it would be. Now, the dragon, I see it's marked on the map in that area. It's just south, and that general is where it's coming from.
Mm.
But that would be where the windmill is located, is there.
Okay, I'm going to start heading south towards the dragon, and either I'm going to get the dragon's attention, or I'm going to climb that fucking watchtower, one of the two.
All right, so do you want to take... South. I'm just going to move you through the city streets. So let me go ahead and... I'll take the most direct route.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm assuming you're dashing as well.
Yeah, if I get close enough to the dragon to throw a javelin at it, I'm going to do that as soon as possible.
Oh, you're not going to be close enough, okay. But you can ready that if you wish.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you the additional action to ready that then. I'm going to move you right here because the map is not quite indicative of how big the town is. So I'll move you pretty far. Because 30 feet's right there on the map, and that'd be way too short for realistically. So I'll put you right here. So you're almost out of this southern street. You've got like a few, you've got like one home and a small tent, a couple tents that are set up in front of you. And you could see some people stirring and immediately leaving these homes, and they're kind of circling their wagons, and they're trying to get their kids and any of their valuables out as fast as they can. And you're just running through these city streets. You've knocked over a person or two as you're running, not a care in the world. You're focused on one thing, getting to that dragon. At the same time, Alistair, you are awoken to the sound of screams, cries, and the shouts of men panicked. And then you can hear a thudding on the door, dum, 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 shaking the door to your lodgings. Daedalus is stone cold asleep. You wake up immediately hearing this. What do you do?
Alistair immediately is going to run over to Daedalus. He might be still inebriated, but he knows when danger is afoot. He can just hear the people's panic in their cries. He goes over to Daedalus and, in a rush, shakes him. Daedalus, wake up. Something's going on. Get your gear and let's go. And as he's doing that, he's going to grab his midnight blue cloak, throw it over his shoulder, quickly put it on, and grab his rapier and hoist it at his hip.
Okay. As you do so, Daedalus gets up, he grumbles for a second, and immediately begins grabbing his things. And you hear him, through a few muttered words, you can hear something very clearly. It must be the dragon. It has come. Whatever it wants to obliterate this town. It wants us gone. We need to find Hathrom. We need to find the others, the militia. He starts throwing on his bags and moves towards the door. He opens the door, and standing there is one of the militia members. Immediately, they just give out this quick speech. They say that the dragon has come. It's been spotted to the south. You are to evacuate the city or prepare to defend yourselves immediately. And he just moves down the hallway and starts knocking on more doors. You can see maybe one or two other militia members that are inside the inn trying to evacuate as many people as they can. Do you leave, Alistair?
No, he does not. He wants to help guide people out and try to get them to safety because he is a nobleman. He would seek to gain the favor of the people of this town. And he ultimately wants to help them because these people's lives are in danger if this dragon is going to come and attack. So he's going to help the militiamen and, you know, helping getting people get their belongings and getting them out. And then he's going to go help defend.
Okay. As you do this, Daedalus immediately runs downstairs and runs out to the city streets to see what's going on. To gain a understanding of what is to come, what he can see. As you're running around the inn and you're banging on doors along with the militiamen, waking people up and telling them to head downstairs, gather their belongings, get out of here, head to the north, head to the east, head to the west, just get out of the town. A few people thank you. A few people just panic and immediately start getting their things ready. The militiamen see what you're doing. They tell you that. And they recognize who you are, and they tell you, Alistair, that Aelin is already evacuating most of the town to the north. He has a few of the men with him, and that they'll be rallying the defenders soon in the courtyard of the city. Or of the town, excuse me. And if you wish to join him there, that would be where you need to meet. Or if you wish to join him there, you're more than welcome to.
Alistair nods. And he's going to start heading to the middle of the city, right where they said all the defenders are going to gather around.
Okay. All right. You start moving downstairs. You start following the two militiamen that were inside the inn with you. They start moving downstairs. And you can see in the central courtyard of the city near the Shrine of Luck, you can see a few men assembled. You see Daedalus at the also amongst the men in the central courtyard of the city. You see Aelin Kazarn, which let me get a token for Aelin. Forgive me. That's what we'll use for Aelin for right now. It's just the first thing that came up. So you can see a few men. I'd say approximately about, including the two men that came with you and Daedalus, you see about 10 men standing over there, maybe 11. This is not the entirety of the militia's force, but this is whoever was to the north with Aelin. And you see amongst them, you see a few familiar faces. You see Stern Stargleam, you see Aelin Kazarn, you see Daedalus. As you approach Alistair, Daedalus nods at you. Aelin Kazarn seems to be giving some sort of game plan out to the troops that the men are to immediately, as you hear him kind of calling out, I'm just going to give you a summary. He's telling a portion of the men to head to the south, that the bulk of the men are going to attempt to just provide as much fire upon the dragon as when it makes landfall in the town as they can. So half the men are going to be heading south. Aelin says that the rest of them are going to focus on doing a sweep from the west to the east of the town, making sure that everyone's out of here that they can. And if anybody isn't, they get them out now. And then a few stragglers, whoever's left, would be heading north to continue evacuating people out of the town. They'd be helping those who can't help themselves. You see a couple men head to the north, the two militiamen that were at the inn. They're the ones that are going to be heading north, trying to evacuate what's left of the people in Findown heading to the north. You see a handful of men begin sweeping from west to east, about three or four. Then you see Aelin, Daedalus, and Stern Stargleam, as well as two other men join you, Alistair. They move towards you. Nay, as a group, Aelin looks amongst you. It is up to us to provide as much fire upon the dragon as we can when it gets here. We need to buy everyone as much time as they can. This is not necessarily a fight we can win, but maybe it is a fight we can provide a distraction. It is not likely that many of us will make it out of alive, but we have the advantage. We know these city streets. We know this town. We know places to hide. We can defend it as much as we can. We need to buy the women, the children, the elderly as much time as we can. Does anyone have any questions? He looks amongst them. What of Lady Adabra? Daedalus says, and then Aelin looks at him. There are a few men at the watchtower already. They're providing some sort of safety for her if she hasn't already evacuated. Speaking of, where's your companion Hathron? The Orcsbane. He raises an eyebrow. Speaking of Hathron.
Yes.
I'll go back to you. You're now moving even further south. You've crested the edge of the town and you're almost at the hill. You're probably about 50 to 60 feet away from Lady Adabra's windmill. You can see the spokes on it turning. You can see Lady Adabra herself is nowhere to be found at the windmill, but you can see the two men that have been stationed there. It's the closest thing to a watchtower the town has. They both have taken post and have drawn their crossbows, aiming it up at the clouds at the sky, trying to gain sight of the dragon. You can see the cloud line, but can you roll me a perception check to see if you can see the dragon?
Damn.
You've lost sight of the white dragon. You hear the two men. Where is it? I can't see the damn thing. I don't know. I can't see it either. It's somewhere up in the clouds, but where? The wind picking up more and more and more. You can now see the spokes on the windmill have completely begun to spin the opposite direction due to the force of the winds. You can see that a chill has broken on the air. You see some of the dew of the morning rattles on the grass. You can see some of it is beginning to freeze on the grass around you on the foliage. The dragon is getting closer, and you can hear the sound of the beating of his wings getting ever louder, almost thunderous with each flap of its wings. And then you hear this deafening cry break out amongst the wind. There's a moment of silence as you're approaching the crest of this hill. You have your javelins ready, both of them drawn, and one in each hand, ready to attack. And you can hear this roar that deafens your ears. You can see the men up on the watchtower, the windmill. They begin to clutch the sides of their head at covering their ears. This roar thunders across, rumbling, shaking the very base of the houses of the town. Alistair, you can also hear this. And you can see this sort of vibration amongst everything in the village. This makes the very earth tremble in its approach. Athron, roll me one more perception check.
Big value. Garbage value.
5 again.
I throw my javelin anyway.
Hathron, you're still looking at the cloud line when all of a sudden the wind stops. Everything falls silent and falls dead. And that's when one of the men on the windmill point up and with a hesitated gasp, you hear, "There! The dragon!" And he screams, and you hear this thunderous, almost like the roar of a drag racer, like V20 engine, just comes speeding through and crashes into the watchtower, immediately destroying the windmill. You can see this massive dragon's form come swooping down from the cloud line as it comes thundering down, barreling in, just sort of kamikaze diving right into the watchtower, destroying the windmill, scattering debris all throughout the town, rubble shot everywhere. I'm going to need everyone to roll me dexterity saves because this shrapnel is going to get launched across the town. The dragon is flying at incredible speeds when he makes impact with the windmill. So Hathron, roll me dex save. Daedalus and Alistair, both of you, however, are going to be rolling at disadvantage because you are drunk. Still hungover from last night's endeavors, so you'll be having disadvantage, sort of poisoned.
I'm sad because one of them was a 20, but I got a 16.
Roll Daedalus is. That's the first roll.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter. First roll is bad enough, it doesn't matter. Okay. What did Hathrong roll? 18?
18.
So, anyone who rolled higher than a 5 is safe. Daedalus, unfortunately, did not. That being said, what happens? The rubble from this watchtower is spread across the town. You can see large chunks of the rubble being shot into multiple buildings. The Lion Shield's caster is being crushed by rubble. You can see a huge stone crashes amongst the group of you in the courtyard, nearly crushing Daedalus and actually crushing one of the men with you. He is immediately pasted beneath the rubble of the windmill. Daedalus is knocked back about 5 to 10 feet from the impact. He looks like he took a good portion of damage. Aelin manages to avoid it. Alistair, you manage to avoid it. The other militia member avoids it. Hathrong, many large pieces come careening towards you. You are the closest to the site of impact. You needed to roll pretty high. You did. So fortunately enough, you managed to avoid and even endure some of the rubble that gets blasted towards you. Larger pieces you manage to avoid. Smaller pieces you just brace yourself and it just kind of bounces off of you thanks to your natural resilience. As this happens, you can see the dragon crashes into the windmill. Immediately, everyone in the town that's there, there's a gasp and then hundreds of cries and screams. People are mobbing over each other to get out of here, from to the north, to the east, to the west. Wherever they can leave, they leave. Alistair, you can see the piece of rubble that's crushed one of the militiamen. You can see Daedalus is struggling to get to his feet. He's on his knees, but he's trying to get to his feet at this point. He took a big portion of damage there. You can see Aelin shouting out commands to the members of the guard that are nearby. Hathrong, you are the first to see the dragon's form. The dust clears, the smoke settles, and about half of the watchtower remains. The dragon's massive form. It's easily as big as the Maester's Hall and the Stonehill Inn together. You can see its massive form kind of lurching over as it begins to rear its head up, and it peaks its head, tilting it to the left, to the right, kind of looking over the town itself. And you can see this drooling come down from the lower maw of the dragon's mouth. You can see it's almost salivating, looking at its meal. It begins to push itself off of the watchtower to take flight again. But as it does so, Hathrong, you have an action ready.
Javelin.
You can throw both. You can throw both.
I will allow you to throw fucking both of them.
Go ahead and roll me two separate javelin throws.
All right, a 14. Ooh, a 25.
Ooh.
14 and a 25.
You're so lucky.
Did one of them get it?
You were so lucky. All right. The first javelin, you throw your left hand. You kind of take a step in, throw this one, and as the dragon's taking off, it kind of bounces off. It's more spiky, centrally located. Like, important places are obviously more spiked. So, like, its chest, its back, you kind of throw it into its back area, and it bounces off the spikes. However, the second one you throw manages to get into, like, the meaty part of the inner thigh of the dragon and makes deep, resounding impact. You could see the javelin hits in, and then the rope begins to get taut. You have a choice. Do you want to hang on to the rope, or are you going to let the rope go?
I'm going to wrap it around my fucking... I'm going to grab it, and then kind of, like, twist the rope around my hand, so I got a secure grip on that bitch.
Okay.
Oh, do you want me to roll damage?
Okay, we can make the decision. Yes, go ahead and roll me damage. Let's do that first. Thank you for catching that. Oh! Okay. Not a negligible portion of damage. Not negligible.
He felt it. That's for sure.
Oh, he definitely felt it.
Felt that bit.
All right. So
I got the
you can see the javelin makes
it.
Direct impact. It's on the thigh that's opposite of where you're standing, because you would be able to see the inner side of that thigh when you throw the javelin from your right hand. Right. And you throw this thing like a bolt of Zeus. You throw it like a thunder god. You give it a launch. As it makes impact. The dragon doesn't seem to really notice it. It hurt, but like more like for me and you, if we were to get pinched by somebody, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
But as this happens, you wrap the rope around your forearm. I'm going to once again iterate the size of this dragon. It is as big as the tavern or the maester's hall.
Right.
The biggest buildings in the town, it's as big as or bigger than them. Its health pool is 3-digited. Are you okay with going for a ride right now, like you've committed to?
Yep.
How much health do you have? I want to make sure.
68.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're going for a ride, dude. You feel the rope get taut, and for whatever reason, you are compelled. You wrap that rope around your forearm, and is it your right or your left forearm that you fasten to it?
I have it on my... It's wrapped to my right arm, and I'm also holding it with my left arm. Like,
okay, so you got a really good grip on that thing. Okay.
I also am going to let you know I am going to try to climb up the rope as
well. Oh, so as you're going to pull it and wrap it more around your forearm as you're moving, because then it would prevent you from... Okay. Okay. I see your plan. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. As the rope is being pulled, I want you to roll me a strength check, but I'll give you advantage.
All righty.
This is more so just to make sure the rope doesn't snap or you don't break your arm and let go of the rope because of rope burn or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, you're good. Right, you're definitely good.
Take the 17, buddy.
Yeah, you. It's with advantage, not disadvantage. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, because that would have been bad. It would have just snapped. The dragon takes off. Alistair, you see this. You're looking over at Daedalus for a second. You can see the dragon beginning to perch itself. You see it observe the town, and it takes off. And as it takes off, you see a small, small humanoid-shaped object begin to go careening about 75 feet behind it as it trails off into the air. And it's rapidly gaining height. It's going from 50 feet to 100 feet to now it's 150 feet above the city, kind of performing a circle around the outskirts of the city. I'm going to go ahead and move the dragon and show you where it's at now as it's circling.
Okay.
These little rubble spots on the map, I would say, are where like some of the walls are, and it's kind of circling the town that way. Atheron, you are trailing just above the trees right there. Holy crap. This is crazy. Okay. We're going to go to Alistair and Daedalus. Alistair, you see the humanoid shape kind of trailing after the dragon. You can see Aelin giving out orders, and you immediately see Daedalus is now about halfway to his feet. He looks over at you, and he goes, "Where the hell is the orc's bane?"
Alistair shrugs his shoulders, but sees the dragon. Well, knowing Hathron, he probably went head first and is fighting the fucking dragon. So I would assume he's over there. And Alistair points at the dragon. And as Alistair points at the dragon, he's going to look and he's going to speak an infernal incantation and fire an eldritch blast at it. If it's within 120 feet. Is it?
No, it's 150 feet in the air, but I'll let you roll it with disadvantage.
Fuck it. Why not? Do you want me to have super disadvantage? Because apparently this is a thing now. I right click and
no, just regular disadvantage. I'll just say regular disadvantage.
Okay. Oh. Oh my god, what is the chances of that?
Double ones, my
double ones?
You
blows
shoot
up in his face.
Shoots the rope so Hathron falls.
Oh, oh my god.
Fuck. No, you Alistair, you go to shoot this Eldritch Blast, and as you shoot the Eldritch Blast, you miss completely wide. It just shoots off into the night sky. And then Daedalus kind of chastises you. Oh, nice shot. Great aim there, Darkheart. And Daedalus immediately starts kind of moving around, trying to figure out where to go. And he's moving down the city street over here towards the Stonehill Inn. He's going to try to meet the dragon at some point. Does Daedalus have anything he can do other than throw like a javelin? He's going to ready a javelin and just ready one because he's not nearly close enough. He's going to ready a javelin. Aelin and some of the other troops, I'm just going to move these guys over here and use them as token, or we use one of them as a token for that guy that was with us. they're going to also move to the east, kind of trailing behind Daedalus to go after the dragon. Alistair, what do you wish to do besides shooting your Eldritch Blast? Do you wish to move?
Yeah, Alistair is going to... Am I able to use another action? I want to cast a spell.
Sure.
I want to cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Why not? Go for it. You cloak yourself in this ethereal ice. Do you wish to follow Daedalus, Aelin, and some of the militia members down to the eastern road of the town?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you guys are going to be moving as a group. I'm going to move you a little further. I'm going to say you get about here. And that's going to be your turn. Daedalus is taking his. Aelin's taking his. It is now going to go to the dragon. And the dragon's going to keep moving. It's going to kind of keep circling the town. It's going to get about right here. Very slow flight as it moves around. But as it's flying over the town here, there's a fair portion of people that are trying to make their way to safety up this road. They're making their way to the old abandoned manor this way. And as they're trying desperately to get away from the dragon, to get away from the town, all they've done is walked right into its path. Alistair, Aelin, Daedalus, Hathron, if you're looking, you see it, because obviously you're looking at the dragon, you see the dragon. You see its underbelly begin to kind of shimmer and glow with this blue light as it radiates and moves up its belly to its chest, to its throat, to its jaws, and then immediately this large, I would say, cacophonous blast of ice just shoots out from the dragon. I would say more than a beam, it's more like a cone of frost that just coats the ground beneath it. The amount of cold that this radiates instantly freezes a handful of townsfolk that are attempting to escape the dragon's clutches. You can see the whole pathway is unusable now. Anyone who's in the manor is stuck there. Anybody trying to get to the manor isn't going to make it, and they're going to have to turn around. And everyone who's in that path is frozen. I would say there's probably about 8 or 9 people frozen solid in that pathway. You can see their frozen forms in terror, trying to turn away from the dragon, their last moments forever imprinted as these statues of ice. The dragon continues to circle to town as its eyes now trail up towards where it looks like Barzin's provisions. Or, I'm sorry, Nibbin's provisions. We're moving to Hathron now. Hathron, you just witnessed the dragon use its breath attack and wipe out a good handful of townsfolk. You can see the dragon starting to gain speed as it's trying to make its way around to the northern edge of town, presumably to prevent any more stragglers from escaping down that path either. What do you do?
I am going to ascend the rope. Thrawn must climb.
All right.
You want me to go ahead and roll athletics or something?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me. Because you don't have a movement and you're using this action kind of as your movement, you're going to go as far. You're going to always move, but the higher you roll, the more you go.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and roll me, I'll say, 1 athletics check for now. And if you want to use an attack, you can have an attack. Like if you've got something on your mind to attack with, you can, or you can roll a second one.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll me the first, though.
Not great.
11. So you've got 75 feet to get to the dragon. I'm not going to say how far you are. You're making a good amount of distance, though. Greater than, like, an average person would get. You're moving at a decent pace here. You're getting closer. I wouldn't say quite halfway, though.
I'm just going to keep climbing, I think.
Go ahead and roll another one.
Garbage. Oh, my God. All right.
I would say at this point, you are halfway to the dragon. From 75 feet, you're down to about 30-ish. Like 36, 37. Maybe, I'd say 37 feet. The dragon's going to continue to move its way around the town on its turn. We're going to Alistair. We go to you. You witness a handful of the townsfolk that moved to the east. Some of these people, even from a distance, you recognize them as people that you helped get out of the Stonehill Inn. And they have been completely frozen in time forever. Thanks to this dragon. You hear the cries of a few people that were running that way, and now they've turned around and they're running the opposite way, right towards you guys. You hear the cries of a few people near you that are hiding because they don't think they have anywhere else to go. And there's a bit of the militiamen's faces. Aelin seems resolute. Daedalus seems resolute as well, heading towards the objective. But there is an air of fear amongst all the people. What do you do?
Alistair, you said the dragon's 150 feet in the air?
It is 150 feet in the air currently. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, from you, probably another 100, 150, I'd say 125 feet. So you can imagine that angle, 125 feet in length from you, but another 150 up.
How would the math work on that, like range-wise for a spell if I wanted to cast it?
I'd say it's like 200.
Now,
200, maybe 225.
If I close the distance via movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far would that make me?
It's still going to be at least 150.
All right.
Because of its height from the ground. You can always assume it's at least 150 until it's on the ground as of right now.
Okay.
Unless I say it's dead, like 30 feet from the ground.
Okay. One more question before I decide what I'm going to do. Do I see a humanoid figure? Because I'm assuming I can't make out who it is from this distance. But can I see a humanoid figure with a rope climbing up higher and higher?
You can roll me a perception check. It won't count against your actions. Roll me a perception check.
With disadvantage, right? Four. Fucking Christ.
You can make out a humanoid object flying behind the dragon. That's about all you can get from this distance. But you do see a humanoid figure.
All right. Alistair has a necklace with two beads left on it that are a fiery red with swirling kind of energy going through it. He's going to take off one of the beads and he's going to look at Daedalus as he goes as close as he can to the dragon, therefore being 150 feet from it. And he's going to say, I certainly hope that's Hathron because he can handle himself. And he's going to flick this bead up in the air, slice it with his rapier, and then suddenly, boom, shooting out is a fireball. He's going to cast Fireball, which has a range of 150 feet. The dragon has to make, I believe, a dexterity saving throw. Yes, it does.
Okay. I'll go ahead and roll that for the dragon.
And this is at third level, by the way. So it will use one charge. I have one charge left.
Okay. 19.
19 is a success. It will take half damage. It will take 14 points of fire damage.
So you
also
flick out this bead. Oh, good.
I wanted to try to, I don't know if I can see the rope, right? I can only see the humanoid figure.
Yeah.
Would I assume it's hanging on something? Or could I could be like, oh, it's a wizard. He's using fly.
I would say, I wouldn't say what you'd assume. So if that's what you want to assume, I would say that's reasonable. That maybe like something's attached to it, or you could say something's flying behind it. You're 150 feet away. Maybe you could see the rope, but you did roll really low on your perception.
I'm just going to aim for its head.
Okay, safe. So you aim for the front of the dragon. Okay. So as you flick out this bead and shoot out a fireball at the dragon, you shoot in front of it. Not quite at its head. You shoot right in front of it in its path. As this fireball goes careening by, the dragon sees it. This cacophonous sound from underneath it, like a cannon being fired. The dragon slows down. But the fire and the heat emanates from it and blasts through right by the dragon's face. You can see it kind of scalds the dragon's face, Hathron, as this fireball comes closing by. The dragon snarls. Its head turns down. You can see its eyes widen as they look down upon the insect that would dare attack it. It looks down and sees the form of Alistair Darkheart, Daedalus, known as Kazarn, and other members of the militia. You can see Hathron as the dragon has diverted its attention from the northern end of the town. And its gaze and its body have now begun to adjust to attack right down that main street. As the dragon begins to circle very rapidly. You are, like, imagine you're on a, you're being, remember when, like, the experience of tubing?
Yeah.
When the boat takes a rapid turn at a sharp angle, you're going to get slung out the other way. That's what's going to happen here. The dragon's going to kind of do this rapid turn. High G's. It's going to come sling you out. So I need you to roll me a strength check to make sure you can hang on to the rope and you don't start losing footage of yards.
Fuck. I'm so sorry.
24.
Yes.
Successfully. You are launched, propelled to the opposite side. You go from where you are now at rapid speeds. You are launched out this way, Hathron, to the northeast. From the south to the northeast, you are flicked hundreds of feet at 100 plus miles per hour. You can feel the sinews and bones in your arm begin to tighten under the pressure, and you could feel cracks in the sinew. You resolutely hang on. You're stern in your convictions, and you can feel that you're getting closer and closer. You can get to this dragon. You just have to be persistent. Alistair, you see the dragon. You watch as the fireball goes careening by, and you can see the dragon's response. You see that you almost hit it. But then you see the dragon's gaze turn upon you, and you know for a fact, even though it's 150 feet plus in the air, you know for a fact it's looking right at you. And you can see it turn rapidly. And now it's making this descent, and it looks like it's going to basically do a carpet bomb right down the street you are all on.
Ooh.
So now we're going to go to Daedalus, because you captured your fireball. The dragon had a little response.
Mm-hmm.
Daedalus is going to look up. Oh, shit. Daedalus is immediately going to grab you, Alistair, and pull you to the side and pull you out of the street. He's going to grab you and pull you behind this building with him out of the dragon's path. This way, Alistair. And he grabs you, just pulls you out of the path of the main street, trying to get you into cover. As he pulls you in, he's going to kind of peek his way around the other side. And then Daedalus is just going to kind of haphazardly make a disadvantage throw with the javelin at the dragon, just trying to get some form of damage into it. Go ahead and roll these out. A bunch of poopy roll. Oh, no, 18? No, it's a disadvantage, so 6? No, Daedalus misses. You watch as Daedalus kind of snatches you out from the road, pulls you in to this sort of like alleyway. You're behind this building that you're currently near. And then Daedalus peeks out the other side, and you can see him take a small step back, kind of take a step or two forward and launch a javelin. You have no clue whether it makes impact or not. It's lost behind the building with the angle he'd launched it at. Mm-hmm. Daedalus comes back around the building and immediately shouts to everyone that can hear him and obviously right next to him, "Take cover! It's coming!" And immediately after that, you can hear panic cries. Aelin takes cover as well as the other militia members nearby, those that can. After Daedalus is the dragon. The dragon is going to go ahead and make its little run here. I need everyone in this area to roll me a dexterity save. The dragon is going to go flying over this pathway, this road out of the town.
Ooh, 10.
It immediately is going to just frost this whole road, and the cone is large enough that it would affect the houses nearby, the alleyways. Those in the alleyways, those inside houses and in some kind of cover won't take as much damage, even if they fail. But everyone's kind of exposed to this. The dragon is going to make this really low. It gets down to about 90 feet above the town. And Hathron, you watch as the dragon just lowers its head and just blows this immediate sort of blizzard-like cyclone beneath it, and it just sweeps through the town. You watch as more and more people are frozen, and the dragon is going to be here after it makes its pass. Hathron, roll me another. we'll deal out the damage here in a moment, but I want you to go ahead and roll me your pull checks, because you may get to it, and then we'll have you attack after I do the damage for everyone that failed. Daedalus needs to roll his as well.
Big value, 22.
22?
Yeah, and then the second one. Net 20, baby.
Oh!
Big value.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and roll the damage for the Dragon's Frost attack for those that were in the alleyways. This is big damage, though. I'm going to just say it straight up. Okay. 26 frost damage.
Oh, my God.
Alistair, what did you roll? A 10? Yeah, you take the... you were in cover, though, so you take minus... you're actually at minus 10 off of that, so you take 16.
Oh, I was about to say. I thought I was dead. 15 minus... you said 16?
No, you'd be at 16. You'd just be at 16 from that, so...
Well, no, you said I took 16 damage, right?
You take 26, but 10 minus 10 because of the cover there. So I'm giving you that from Daedalus pulling you both in the cover.
I have 9 HP.
Daedalus also fails.
Armor of Agathys. If a creature hits... Oh, it's a melee attack. God damn it.
You still have it, though. You still have your Armor of Agathys.
Yep. That's what basically prevented me from almost dying, so...
The militiaman that was in the alleyway with Aelin is actually frozen. He failed completely.
Oh,
he's frozen to death. It is just Aelin and the two of you now at this point amongst that original squad. Hathron. Wait, let me check Daedalus's health. Daedalus is at half his HP. No, he's at more than half, a little more than half HP. Hathron, as this pass is happening, the dragon has to slow down to do this sort of breath attack, this controlled motion, this carpet bomb, this sweep over the town city, or the town city, Eloa, the town streets. And you begin with great ferocity, just pulling one after the other, your arms wrapping the rope in as you get yourself closer and closer to the dragon. With great zeal, you manage to make your way there. As a reward, I will allow you to make an attack into the dragon. You are on its... because of where the javelin is located, though, you are underneath it. On its right. So, describing where you are, its right hind leg, upper inner thigh. That is where the javelin is. So you're probably about 5 feet away from that spot as you grab onto the javelin with one hand. So you've got your left hand on the javelin. Your right hand has got the rope wrapped around it. What do you wish to do?
I would like to enter rage if I could.
You absolutely can enter rage.
I will do that. And I'm going to choose to attack recklessly.
Okay.
So I get advantage on my attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take one of my hand axes in my right hand, and as hard as I possibly can, I'm going to swing into its side, hoping to lodge the hand axe into its side to use it as a climbing tool.
Ooh, like you're climbing an ice wall.
Yes.
Oh, sick. Cool, because it's an ice dragon. Zach, I see that you said Alistair wants to react. What are you reacting to?
I wanted to react to taking the damage that I just took and use Stygian Rebuke. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay, go ahead and do that. We'll go ahead and say that's happening as well.
Dex 13 for the dragon.
What's the range on Stygian Rebuke, actually? Can you tell me the range?
60 feet. Oh, so I wouldn't be able to
do it. It is past that.
Okay, so then I just... Then we'll just nix that. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. It's good that you pointed it out. We don't have to nix nothing. It's just... We know now in the future. And you have in your back pocket still, too. Go ahead and... Did you roll me your attack?
Not yet.
Hathron? You have advantage.
Yep, with advantage. So about 16. Fuck.
Hathron.
What would that be? Yeah.
You take this hand axe and you manage to reach into your, you have like a a pack or something on your back where this hand axe is, or is it on a belt or something?
They're all strapped to me, yeah.
Okay, so it's on like this strap, and you take off this hand axe, and you swing it up into the dragon, into its side. You feel the hand axe make impact, but you don't feel it penetrate the dragon's skin. Its scales are too rough. You were very close. You feel like a crack forms, almost like you're going to have to hit it again to get it to kind of sink in there, like you were very close.
That add my... Hang on. Yeah, we're good. All right.
Do you get any additions from Reckless or anything like that?
Reckless gave me the advantage. Let's see. First attack on your turn, you decide to attack recklessly, giving you advantage on melee weapon attacks, rolls using strength during this turn. But attack rolls against you have advantage until you're... While raging, you can choose to frenzy. You can make a single weapon attack as a bonus action on each of your turns. Oh, I can frenzy, I guess.
Go ahead and frenzy and do it again. You get advantage still. You feel it make purchase. It doesn't quite go through, so you just immediately go right back to that same area you felt a crack form.
Garbage. I should have just rolled two individual dice, not fucking do the stupid advantage click that they...
And once again, you feel the hand axe careen into the dragon's side, and you feel this resounding thud. You pull the axe back, and you're beginning to see the axe itself is actually going to get a crack in it. The hide of the dragon, maybe where you're hitting it, how you're hitting it, it's just not enough. However, I want Alistair and Daedalus to go ahead and roll me a perception check real quick, just to see if they see what just transpired above them, besides the dragon, you know, freezing them.
Another nat 20 that could have been 17.
Daedalus rolls a 15. You both see the humanoid form of a large orc trailing about 15, 20 feet behind the dragon. And you can see it kind of violently shaking in the wind as the dragon's flying at high speeds. And you immediately realize, that's Hathron. You hear Daedalus mutter for a second, like almost in disbelief. Orcsbane? Like, how the hell is this happening? That can't be. Is it?
He
looks completely stupefied. Immediately, Daedalus looks at you. We need to rally. Where are the others? Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'll be fine. We're low on numbers. This isn't looking great, Daedalus. I don't know if we're going to survive this day.
Daedalus turns and looks at you. And he takes a moment. He looks at the dragon, looks back at you. This isn't about us anymore. It's about the people here at Phandalin. If we are to die on this day, then we will die. It is the way it needs to be. If you want to run, run. I would not blame you. But every part of me that is mortal compels me to stay. We can do this. We have to help Hathron. And he just looks up and points at Hathron. He's going to die if we don't help him.
Alistair looks up at Hathron, seeing him put up such a valiant fight, knowing that he's not a ranged individual, that no matter what, he has persevered, somehow gotten on top of a dragon that hasn't even landed yet. Alistair clenches his obsidian rapier extremely tightly, and he turns to Daedalus and looks at him with some sort of this very gleaming look in his eye, like it's determined to get something done. And he speaks. I will not run. I will die if I am meant to die here, but that doesn't mean I can't be terrified, Daedalus. But I will fight.
Daedalus nods. And then he motions over for you to join him as he runs over to where Aelin Kazarn is. He looks at Aelin. He sees in the alleyway here, the man that was with Aelin is completely frozen in terror. You can see his face, his mouth wide open, eyes looking up at the sky, hands kind of trying to defend and protect himself, outstretched. He's frozen there. And you can see Aelin was hidden behind a small crate. You can see frost on his clothes and a sort of look in his eyes where he also feels the same terror you feel, Alistair. And you can see in that moment, Aelin begins to sort of almost break down. Not again. Not again. This can't be happening. Not again. Not again. Daedalus looks at you and then looks at Aelin. We have to keep them together, Aelin. It's not about the men anymore. It's about the women and children. If we are going to die, we need to buy time. Aelin looks at him and looks at you. What can we do against such power? Against such hate? What can we do? Daedalus looks at you like, help? I don't know what to fucking say to this guy.
I have a question. Before I say what Alistair's going to say, can I do an action?
Sure.
Alistair's going to take the last bead from his necklace, flick it up in the air yet again, slice it, and say, we fight or we die. And I'm not going to die here. And he's going to cast Fireball again on the dragon.
Okay, go ahead and let's see here. Dragon's going to roll its dex save.
And my necklace of fireballs is no more.
That is a 17.
It is a success. He's going to take half damage. 12 points of fire damage.
Okay. As you cast this fireball, another cacophonous cannon-like explosion shoots out from just before you, Alistair, out towards the dragon, scorching the top side of it. You can see some of the spikes on the dragon have this sort of ashen substance upon it now. The dragon narrowly avoids the blast. Turning to you again, it's going to come after you now. It's completely locked on. You can hear this sort of snarl. Hathron, you can hear it too. It's this like almost feral-like sound. The dragon's angry. And it's more than angry, it's pissed. You live. You were supposed to freeze to death. You just defied it, and then you attacked it again. It is a god to you. And it will not be rebuked in such a way. The dragon is going to get a little closer to you, Alistair. On the dragon's turn, the dragon is going to turn again at high speeds. Hathoron, roll me another strength save to make sure you can hang on. It's nice and easy this time. LOL, if he rolled a 1. No, he rolled an 11. You hang on. You're going to be on the backside of the dragon now, but the dragon is actually going to fly over towards where you are, Alistair. And it's going to make landfall. Crushing the building right next to you. The dragon is scalded by this heat from your fireball. The dragon's gaze fixes upon you again and immediately flaps its thunderous wings merely a few times, enough to get the distance and speed to come hurtling in to this building. Skadoom! The building completely collapses under the weight of the dragon. Rubble shoots out all around you. From the impact, Hathoron, I need you to take a D8 worth of damage. You're underneath the dragon and it just landed on something. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. Do you want to roll the D8 or you want me to?
Yeah, I'll roll the D8 for you.
Okay.
You're rage, so this is halved. 3. You take 3 points of this sort of like crushing damage. Alistair, the dragon is... For the dragon, you're within reach. And now that the dragon has landed, it sort of rears up its form. You can see in this moment, The world around us is a blizzard. We are in the eye of the storm, a hurricane around town of Fendallen. Winds up to 100 miles per hour circle this town. The dragon's form rears up on its hind legs, spreading its wings, like that shot of Ghidorah in King of the Monsters, rearing up its wings before the group, the party that's together, Aelin, Daedalus, and Alistair. You are but the size of ants to a titanic, colossal being, in a way. The dragon rears up its form, and then it's going to come crashing down, trying to crush you, Alistair. I'm going to go ahead and roll this. Plus 7. Let's see.
Ooh.
So that's an 11. The dragon does have multi-attack.
Sag.
Oh!
A nat 20 is insane. That's insane.
See what the damage is. Okay. It's not death, but you're definitely going to go unconscious. I can tell you that. Yeah, you take 13 cold damage. Or no, you take 10 piercing damage plus an additional 3 cold damage. Alistair Darkheart, you are unconscious. I'm going to describe what you see the moments before you go unconscious. The dragon lands, crushing the building that's next to you. Rubble comes crashing down all around you. You manage to get out of the rubble, some of it getting on your legs. You kind of pull yourself out from it, coughing, wheezing, trying to get away from the dust and smoke of this rubble, this colossal impact. As you turn around facing back towards the site of impact to the dragon, you look up and you see the form of this dragon. And as you look up, you just hear this roar for a moment. And then the form of the dragon just comes slamming down upon you. You are unconscious. The last thing you see is the dragon's body coming careening down, crushing you beneath it. Atheron?
Yep.
It is your turn. You are beneath the dragon. You are in the rubble, but still holding on to the dragon. You're like waist deep in rubble, but still attached to the dragon. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You have no idea what the dragon's doing, where it's going, who's attacking, but you just know it's in the town now. Your feet are touching solid ground, in a way.
Many options to consider.
That is true.
I want to try to get on its fucking back. I want to get on its back.
Do you let go of the rope, or are you going to let it slack so it's still attached to you, but you're using it to kind of like, if you were to slip off, you'd still be attached to it kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You let the rope go a little slack, giving yourself about 20, 30 feet of rope. You start to maneuver yourself out of the rope. I want you to roll me 2 checks. If you're going to do this, you forego having an attack, okay? Is that okay with you? Because you're trying to get to the top of the dragon. You're going to have to pull yourself up, you know, using some strength here. I'll say you get an action. You just can't use, like, a bonus action to attack. You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, frenzy rage.
Right. All right.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll me a strength check to get out of the rubble, and then you'll use your movement to climb up, and then you can attack it if you get out of the rubble.
I'm a god.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness.
Holy shit.
Atheron, you just, with this impossible strength, shrug off multiple 100 pounds of stone from your body around you. And using the hand axe and your non-roped hand, you are just grabbing in, you are piercing the scale. Not enough to hurt the dragon, and grabbing scales to climb up the dragon. You are now on its back. You can see these spikes. If you look at the dragon on screen, you can see many different, like hundreds of small spikes all around the dragon. A few larger ones kind of jut out here and there. But you can kind of grab onto him or whatever, but this is where the dragon's hide is most thick, you can see. You're on top of the dragon's back. What do you wish to do? You want to take your attack?
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. Great axe all day long.
Okay.
Fuck, not great.
You bring out the great axe, rear it up, bring it down on the dragon's spine, shattering a handful of large spines on the dragon's back. Seemingly to no effect to the dragon's actual knowledge. The dragon knows you're there. It can kind of, you feel it kind of trying to shake you every once in a while it's moving. But that is it. We now go to Daedalus. Daedalus witnesses this happen and immediately cries out, Alistair! And moves into action. He starts moving towards the dragon, towards Alistair. And he's going to pull out his last javelin that he has, and he's going to attempt to throw the javelin into the dragon's hide. He's aiming for like the neck collar vest area. Let's see. He's at it. Oh, and I would say Alistair and Daedalus are no longer like poisoned at this point. I'll say after Daedalus' turn, though. This is his first roll. That one would hit. Plus four. That one does not. He misses. He throws this javelin and it makes impact on the dragon, but hits the under chest scales and just bounces right off to no effect. The rest of his movement, he makes it over to Alistair, who is, from what Daedalus can see, Alistair, you're basically under one of the claws of the dragon. So its hand is down, like it's, I don't want to say its talons, you know, where it's like hand is. It's, what would you call that on a dragon? I want to say paw, but like, its hand appendage is pressing down on that piece of surface, and you are in between its fingers, just crushed in its talons. Daedalus runs over and sees this, and that is his turn. He can't do anything else. Aelin's going to take his turn to move a little bit back, and he's going to take a shot at the dragon with his bow. He misses. This arrow just shoots off in the distance. Aelin is shaken to his core, having come face to face with the dragon again. As this happens, Atheron, can you roll me a perception check?
Yeah. Perceppy.
Fourteen. You can see towards the central courtyard area of the town. You can see what looks to be torchlights coming down the street from that way. It looks like whatever remnants of the militia that are here are coming. They are on their way to reinforce you. You know you have to hold on, but you don't know how much longer you guys are going to be able to hang on. You can as well see around you. You see Daedalus. You can see Aelin. You see no sight of Alistair. But you see the, I would say probably close to 10 militiamen coming down from the courtyard. They're going to start heading down the street that you are all on. That is it for everyone's turn in the party. We are going to go to the dragon. The dragon is then going to kind of look out at the destruction and everything that's around it. And it's once again, Hathron, you're going to feel the dragon kind of begin to inflate its stomach, inflate its chest, and then another cacophonous boom as the dragon just shoots another ray of ice. But this time it kind of sweeps the town from right to left. You watch as the ray starts here to the northern end of the town, Hathron, sweeps to here, going from Nibbins to Stonehill Inn to the Maester's Hall, down across the Miners Exchange, where a lot of people live. And you watch this beam just freeze a large portion of the center of the town. Those buildings and locations that aren't frozen are completely destroyed and demolished from the force of the blast. And you hear what sounds like a chuckle come from the dragon. And then you hear a voice. Wretched insects. Staying in my valley. My land. You will leave this place. Or you will be my next meal. You and you and you. And he just starts kind of looking at all the villagers that are nearby. Daedalus, Aelin, the guards. You are nothing. And quarreling with a being beyond them. I will return. And the dragon takes a moment and it begins to take off. It starts to beat its wings, just swirling around the town. You can see this cyclone get stronger and stronger as shrapnel and debris from the destroyed buildings get picked up in it. It's almost like a tornado around you. The dragon begins to take off slowly but surely with each flap of its wings, get a little higher and a little higher. And as it begins to take off, Hathron, you have a moment. You are still on this dragon. Is there something you want to do?
I'm going to fucking attack the fuck out of it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to reckless attack, right? So I got advantage on my attack roll. And then I'm going to frenzy so I can attack twice.
Okay, go ahead.
My great axe.
Yes. Oh my god.
Okay, that's one.
No fucking way. And that 20.
You have advantage, remember. The second one doesn't matter. So this is your third attack. This is the new one.
Oh shit. Yeah, I get another one.
Yeah, remember, because it's advantage. You get two rolls. So technically that second one doesn't count. So this one, okay, you have advantage still. You have advantage still. This is your second attack, so you have the advantage roll. You see 24. How I finesse the dice there? You see how I finesse the dice there?
Yeah. 24. So I get
all right. So yeah, the dragon thinks he's gonna get away. The dragon doesn't even realize you're there. All right, go ahead and roll me your first set of damage, the nat 20. So we're gonna double this one. 8.
And oh, it gets a. Hang on. It also, while I'm raging, it gets a +2 to the 8.
So it's 20. And then go ahead and roll me the next one, the regular damage.
And this gives a +2 as well.
So, oh my god. So you did 34 points of, no, yeah, 34 points of damage to the dragon in one turn. You take the great axe, and thanks to where you're positioned on the dragon, tell me, which of the wings do you want to target?
Let's see. I was on the right side when I climbed up, so I think it would make more sense to be towards the right.
Okay.
So I'm going to swing that way, and Hathron's going to say, I am Hathron, the Orc Bane. Nothing is beyond me. And then he fucking swings down.
That was badass. That was badass. That was badass. Okay, so you take the great axe, and you wield this thing up in the air, and you come swinging down in this crescent-like motion, making immediate purchase into the dragon's wing. As you do so with the first swing, the dragon throttles in the air. It's flapping its wings panicked-like. It is in great pain. You hear the dragon. And it screams out into the sky. You bring you're hanging on via the rope that you have on your other hand, and you bring the axe down once more into the dragon's wing. And you can see a great portion of the dragon's wing is just kind of dangling there, not really attached. It can fly, but greatly hampered. Like, you ever see, what would be the way I would describe it? Imagine being going from flying like a fighter jet to flying like a bumblebee. Cool. You know, you're just kind of puttering in the air like a little biplane. It begins to spiral out of control as it's flying into the sky, like a helicopter spinning. Athron, roll me a strength saving throw to make sure you hang on to the dragon.
Wow, what a dog! What a dog!
What are you rolling like this?
What
the fuck? 5 20s in one session, bro!
What a dog, dude!
Oh my god. This can't be happening.
What the fuck, bro?
You come flying down, the dragon losing control, spiraling out of the sky, and the dragon comes careening down, crashing into part of the town. As it comes thundering down, the dragon is actually going to crash into this sort of farmhouse in the field there. It lands on its back. Athron, roll me a dexterity saving throw to see if you have a choice to make here. You can choose to fail, and you would take the full damage, but then you may be able to hang on to the rope. You would have to roll another strength saving throw, but you would take the full damage. Or you choose to go for the save, but you would have to let go of the rope.
That's tough. That's tough.
It's a lot of damage. You guys are falling. At this point, you're about 120 feet in the air.
I'll take the deck save. I'll let go. I'll jump off.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me deck saving throw.
Hurt than I need to be. What a guy. What a champion.
What the fuck?
What a guy.
What the fuck? He did it. The Orc's Bane with his sticks great in the game.
This dragon has a family.
I hop off and like slide down a roof.
He jumps off the dragon and lands on the roof of the farmhouse and slides down the shingles. My god,
I'm on fire right now.
Hathoron, you okay? So the dragon comes careening down. Hathoron, you're hanging on via the rope. You let go of the rope, but as you're letting go, you're just kind of letting it go slack. As you go going slack, you use the momentum of the rope and swing away from the dragon, angling yourself so that you slide down the shingles of the farmhouse building and roll off the roof onto the ground beneath you. You are still going to take damage, but you make like a really cool superhero landing. As this happens, the dragon just makes a fucking crater out of that field of wheat and sunflowers that the farmer here was growing. A resounding skadoom and wave of force goes through the village. You can hear the dragon's screech of pain. Ah! And you can hear the throttling and rumbling as it's kind of rolling around in pain. Hathoron, you roll to the front side of this building. Go ahead and roll the damage real quick. You still fell from a significant height, but you got rid of that fall with that kind of roof shingle thing, so it's significantly lessened. You get what I'm saying? Athron, you take 18 fall damage from everything. Damn. That's not that much considering how far you fell.
Do I half that because of rage?
It's fall damage. I assume that how it works. So yeah, you can say you half that.
The all DM right.
sigh. I just don't know if it applies to it, but I'm going to assume it does. And rule of cool, you can half it. I don't care.
All right. I'm being chilling, dog.
All right. As you do this, Athron, you land. We're going to go back to the other members of the party. Daedalus sees the dragon begin to take off as he's kind of like right next to Alistair. The dragon pushes off and Alistair was beneath the dragon's hands. It's claws.
Did you hear that cool thing I said?
Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, the thing I said before that was really cool. Did he hear it?
Yeah, Daedalus heard it. Oh Daedalus yeah. definitely right. heard it. Daedalus heard it. Daedalus is like, oh my god. Daedalus is looking up as the dragon flies away with you. He was looking at Alistair. He's kind of got a hold of Alistair trying to tend to him as he watches the dragon go to fly away with you on it. And then he watches the dragon careens out of control shortly after you give your little speech there. The dragon careens out of control. He has no clue what happens to you. He just sees the dragon make impact on the southern end of town. And Daedalus immediately just has this panicked look on his face. By the gods. What do we do, Alistair? And he looks down at Alistair, who's unconscious, and Daedalus is going to try to stabilize Alistair. So I'm going to roll a survival or a medicine check to see if he can stabilize him. He does not have a bonus to this, so it's just a flat net or a flat 20. No, he does not stabilize. Alistair, saving throw.
Death save inbound. That is a failure, a 9.
How many have you failed?
You haven't asked me to roll one, so...
Okay, so this is your first failure.
Correct.
Okay, so just keep track of that. Alistair, you are unconscious. To describe your injuries, your garbs are completely tattered. Portions of your clothes have been completely ripped, torn asunder. Bones have been broken. Your rib cage on one side is completely just gone, shattered, basically. Multiple cracks in your pelvis to your femur. You are immobile. You are unconscious, unable to move, and bleeding quite profusely from your wounds. The dragon's form is unforgiving, and the rubble didn't help either. Daedalus is no better for worse. You were both covered in frost. Daedalus is missing portions of his armor. He has a large wound going across his chest from the impact of that rubble earlier. He's low on health himself. Atheron. You, however, are in fairly decent shape. You have a few spots on you where there's frost and ice buildup. You could see this sort of like frostbite buildup on your hands and on your boots. There's a lot of scratches and cuts, nothing too deep for you, nothing you haven't felt before. And as you gain your footing and stand up, you regain focus and you look back to the south. Daedalus is looking as well. As you see the dragon begins to regain flight, greatly hobbled. You can see one wing is doing the majority of the work. The left wing is beating rapidly, furiously, trying to gain purchase, trying to get some air underneath it. The right one you can see kind of slacks behind. For every two or three that the left wing makes, the right one makes one half of a bat of that wing. And you can see the dragon's form kind of sinks to that side as it begins to greatly slowed and greatly hobbled, begins to return south to the Ice Spire Mountains that it claims as its territory. You hear the dragon's thunderous roar as it flies away. The cyclone around the town dissipates, only following behind the dragon. You see the clouds roll back. The dragon's form eventually manages to reach the cloud line and disappears. Atheron, I want you to take a look at your great axe for one moment.
Okay.
As you look down at the axe in your hand, you never let go of it when you jumped off the dragon. You've had it firm of it this entire time. And you look at the end of the dragon's axe, or the axe of, sorry, not the dragon's axe, at your axe, and you can see this scaly, ice-like buildup on the blade around the curved edge. You pull it up and bring it close to yourself, and you kind of dink it with your clawed fingers, and the ice does not recede. Your axe now has an ice enchantment to it.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
You do bonus damage. You're going to do an additional D6 of ice damage with every attack of your great axe now as reward for your badassery.
Sick.
However, your hand axe is gone. You're missing a hand axe.
All right. And a javelin.
And a javelin. You're missing one javelin.
That's
fine. Actually, two, technically. The one's still in the dragon.
I fucking yeeted the other one, and the other one's in the dragon.
Yeah, so you're missing two javelins, but one's in the dragon. It's still there.
It'll be there when I find him again. That'd be funny.
Daedalus is tending to Alistair. The majority of the Fendalen militia have made their way down the city streets, and they've made their way to Aelin and to Daedalus and Alistair. And they're kind of tending to their fallen comrades and to the fallen people. A few men, Stern and Aelin themselves, make their way over to Daedalus, and they look at Alistair, and Stern says, "Quickly, we need to get him to the infirmary. Here." And they motion Alistair onto this sort of like cot, and Daedalus and Aelin grab either side of it and begin taking Alistair to the nearest staging location where they're treating the injured. Alistair, during this time, however, you've been unconscious. The last thing you remember is the sight of the white dragon's body and a massive clawed form come crashing down upon you, crushing you beneath its taloned hands. You are in a void. There's nothing around you but you. Blackness. You can perceive yourself. You can see your hands. You can walk around this void, but there is nothing. If you speak, your voice merely trails off, and only you can hear it. Is there anything you say? Is there anything you do in this moment before I continue?
Yeah, Alistair's going to say something. He's going to mutter to himself first. Am I dead? He looks around to the left. Mom? Looks to the right. Sister? And he looks straight ahead. Father? That's all he says.
As you say these names, certain visions come to your mind, places, people, certain points in time, memories. But the void around you persists. Your voice trails off with each name that you call. There is nothing. As you call it the final name, Father, and the voice trails off, there's a moment of silence. And you hear this crackling of fire. You turn and you look behind you. And behind you, you see a very familiar sight. It's yourself. It's Shivarat, sitting behind a fire. One that you remember from long ago, when you were in Stygia. He observes you, two of you speak. You remember this night. This is the night where you accidentally conscripted yourself to his services for all of eternity. You can see the words come across your lips. You can't hear them, but you can see your mouth moving. I would do anything to be a hero like my father. I would give mind, and it's almost like time slows down. Mind, body, soul. And as you hear those words, see the words come from your lips, visions of your mother, your sister, and your father come to your mind. And then you see Shivarat's face. He smiles, or what can be considered a smile amongst his pincer-like face and his many eyes. You have a deal, Alistair Darkhaut. And that is when everything returns to black. And we will leave the session there. I want to say thank you all for joining us for that session of Thrones. I hope you had a great time. I know I did. I hope that my fellow players here at the table had a great time. Hathron Blackmane, the Orc's Bane, proving once again that He's worth every bit of trouble that he gave Daedalus and Alistair up to this point with a big six nat 20s. Can we get six booms in the chat for Hathor on Orcsbane?
Boom! 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 Boom!
Six big
boom,
booms for Hathor on
Orcsbane. Boom!
Boom! Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I gotta say, great job from Hathor on there. That was honestly one of the most clutch performances I've ever seen from a single character.
Crazy shit.
You know, when you get to the big dance and you're at the Super Bowl, the real ones clutch up. You know what I'm saying?
Not the Browns.
Parker was like Parker looked like Jalen Hurts out there.
Oh, damn. That was almost a 22. I would have went nuts if I got another one.
Don't waste your magic. Don't waste your magic. Save it for next session. But I do want to say thank you for listening. Make sure you follow our channel, our social medias, all that good stuff. We're on Patreon. We're on YouTube. Make sure you check us out on Spotify. We appreciate all of your support, your continued listening, and we appreciate new listeners as well. If you like the podcast, you like the show, like it on all of our socials and share it if you'd like. We would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Y'all take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.